Calgary, it was one helluva week for Connor Howe, Canada's newest Olympian. The 21-year-old speed skating star will be making his Winter Olympic Games debut in February after pre-qualifying in the men's 1,500 meters and team pursuit races with double podiums at the ISU World Cup in Calgary last weekend. The Olympic qualification is always in the back of our heads, but we try to just skate the race as best we can, and I think it worked out, said Howe, Canada's top 1,500 meters skater. The former Banff Canmore speed skating pupil won silver and his first individual podium in the men's 1,500 meters and bronze in team pursuit on Saturday and Sunday, December 11-12, at the Calgary Olympic Oval to become Canmore's first athlete to pre-qualify for Beijing. It was really exciting, especially being the home rink, said Howe. I'm a little bit more familiar and confident here, so I think it helped for sure. Revolving light medal alert. Revolving light strong race by the men's team pursuit with bronze third place medal here in Calgary. At CBC Olympics at RC_sports at Team Canada at Equipe_Canada at AB_speedskatingpic.twitter.com/OIWOOK5F. Speed Skating Canada. Patinage de Vitesse Canada. At SSC_PVC. December 12, 2021 with big strides and an attacking pace. Howe scored a personal best time of 1 minute 42 seconds and 42 milliseconds in the 1,500 meters to 0.13 seconds faster than his previous career best and more than a second faster than his gold medal performance at the 2021 Canadian Long Track Championships in October. In the extremely tight men's 1,500 meters standings, only 9 World Cup points separated 4th to 9th place. After 4 World Cups, Calgary being the final, the top 8 ranked skaters and teams pre-qualify to Beijing. Before the weekend races, Howe was sitting 7th in the standings with 106 points. Along with teammates Jordan Belchose and Ted Jan Blomen, the Canadians were 4th and had a little bit more breathing room than Howe did individually. The long track specialist went head-to-head in the 1,500 meters on home soil with Japan's Seitaro Ichinohe, who was 6th in the standings with 110 points, in the last of 10 races on Saturday. Leading in the race, the charging Howe was up 0.56 seconds on first place's Joey Mantilla of the United States entering the final lap at the Olympic Oval. Howe knew he was in first heading into the last lap by looking at the giant screen lap board. From last week, in Salt Lake City, I saw that I could hold the speed really good, so I really tried to attack the first 700 meters and I knew I could build up time that way, so I did that, he said. Mantilla finished first at a time of 1 minute 41 seconds and 86 milliseconds. Norway's Allan Dahl Johansson rounded out the podium, claiming bronze. Howe's huge silver in Calgary catapults him up to third overall in the standings with 160 points. In the team pursuit, the Canadians snatched the last podium after a comeback from a slow start. Howe, Belchose and Blomen fell back as far as 7th in Sunday's race, but turned on the jets and battled back to bronze at a time of 3 minutes 38 seconds and 60 milliseconds, ending up 3rd in World Cup ranking. The USA claimed top spot and Norway was silver. Howe was also competing to pre-qualify for the games in the men's 1,000 meters, but came up short, placing 6th in the race. He finished 12th in World Cup ranking and will have one more chance to qualify for the 1,000 meters at Olympic Skate Off from December 27-31 in Quebec City.